B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
KS95.1. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
I have peed in a pool.
That's us. You would hate working with us.
It was somebody really hot, and you're like, I can't give it up. This, like, on day one, you wear the most awful pair of panties.
KS95.1.
Facts.
Good. From Loren.
Right. Facts from Loren.
Pearls of wisdom.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How's it going, Loren? Any idea what today is?
I think it's Tuesday.
Good.
Don't ask me the date. Maybe the 8th.
Whoa.
Wishful thinking. Yeah, I know it's it's the 4th, right?
Yeah. May the 4th be with you. Uh-huh. Yes. May the 4th be with you.
Dude, I'm trying to get to a girls' weekend, and it's on the 14th. I'm doing anything I can to get there.
Clearly.
Including lying to yourself about the calendar. Mm-hmm. Welcome to another edition of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show. Fully back together after producer Nicole wasn't feeling well yesterday. Nicole, how are you feeling today after eating what we think is bad chicken?
I'm okay. I'm just really grossed out.
Are you going to now become a vegan again? Or a flexitarian?
Yeah, I would say it would probably be a long time before. And see, I don't ever cook chicken. Like, I can't tell you the last time I cooked chicken myself because I always feel like I overcook it. So I feel like this time I thought it would be juicier if I didn't, I'm grossed out.
Hey, you know what? I have a gift for you. Come here.
Oh.
Come in.
Come on in.
We're all fully vaxxed. Get in here. Nicole works like two studios down in a separate studio. We can see each other through cameras.
She's making her way down the hallway.
Who cares?
Okay.
It's still funny. No, that's not your gift. My service dog's not your gift.
It's wrapped in everything.
Wow. Hold on, can I take a picture of this?
What is
it? Oh, yeah, we should probably document it for our socials.
Yeah. Here, hold it up.
Oh man, my hair.
Open it. I told you could put your hair half up, half down, by the way, if you want to see Nicole's hair.
Chill.
Yesterday, Nicole told us that her chicken was a little pink.
Mm-hmm.
As if, like, medium rare is good on chicken.
I thought it was. I thought it meant it was going to be juicier.
No.
And we told you needed a thermometer so that you could check the temperature.
And I got a digital food thermometer.
There you go.
Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome. Now you know. 165, friend. 165. That's chicken.
Right in the middle of it. And not while it's on, like, make sure you don't push it all the way down to the pan.
Nope. You got to put it in the middle of it in the thickest part.
Yep.
Can this be used on all meat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beef, whatever you want.
Yep.
Okay.
Pork.
Yep.
Fish.
Now you're one of them fancy chefs, because you told us yesterday you thought only fancy chefs had thermometers.
Yeah, I thought it was like a barbecue thing.
No, you're right. It's a game changer, though. Trust me, I was like you. What I would do is I'd cut the meat open to look at it.
That's what I do.
Yeah, game over. The thermometer's the best. That was nice of Roy.
Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome. Try not to get sick.
Clearly, he had two, and one was still in a box.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. I watched him order it yesterday.
Yep.
You bought it that fast?
Yep, bought it yesterday.
Same day.
Thank your Amazon Fulfillment Center here in Charlotte. Congratulations, Nicole. All right, we'll go around the room. Let's get our song out of the way. We'll all praise Nicole for her new meat thermometer. When we come back, we will talk about the one thing we all need to tell you. Coming up next, it's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Show on a Tuesday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Now go get us some hamburgers, Nicole, so we can eat. You got your new meat thermometer. We'll all have perfectly temperatured hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
All right, Roy, what's the one thing you need to tell us this morning? What's going on in your world on a Tuesday?
So this was the first time, I've never done this before, at least in years that I can remember, I forgot to set my alarm.
And you still woke up.
I still woke up. Well, it was a rough night. I mean, we woke up at 2 a.m. Me and my fiance couldn't go back to sleep, so we were like up and around the house.
That's the worst.
I mean, yeah, he's been working since 2, you know. He got to say goodbye to me as if we had normal 9-to-5 jobs.
What does one get up and do at 2 a.m.?
Me, watch stuff on my phone. Him, he goes to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
I know. We just had a restless night. And then I finally went back to sleep maybe like at 4? 3:45, 4, and then I happen to open my eyes and look at my watch, and I'm like, oh, it's 5:05. Holy crap.
Yeah. I'm going to pitch an idea to you later on in the show about sleeping.
About trying it?
Yeah, I want you to try it.
Actually doing it?
I want you to do this. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to get sleep.
Pretend to sleep? Yeah. I don't know. Something woke him and I up last night because we both were awake. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Ren? What's the one thing you need to tell us?
I just had a very suburban mommy day yesterday.
Wearing your Kiowa shirt today?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of office stuff yesterday. I had to edit a podcast and then get a bunch of paperwork together for our au pair journey.
If you did not listen to yesterday's wrap party, which is an additional 30 minutes, about 15 to 20 minutes of the MRL every day, unfiltered, go listen to it because yesterday was the one where we fell in love with Loren's potential new au pair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have Natalia, all the details.
Mm-hmm. That you hired and fired.
Yes, and she still doesn't know that we're going to hire her yet because I'm waiting on. I want to get these videos from everyone in our life, our family, mm-hmm. to put together and then ask her that way.
Yeah.
And I still have to get you three
cool.
in the video.
I figure we'll cut the video live on the air later on in the show so everybody can hear what we're talking about, what we do as our welcome video to your new affair.
All the nonsense that it'll incur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, of course, we'll have to have Elena on the wrap party. And
no.
probably on the real show.
No, not yet.
No, okay. Not yet. But before she gets out of here.
Oh, yeah. But she needs some time.
Of course.
She's having a hard time right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, she can come au pair with me if she wants.
She can't stay, or she'd stay my au pair.
Has anybody in the history of au pairism ever had two au pairs?
At one time?
Yeah.
I'm sure if you have multiple kids, a lot of kids.
Richos.
You know what's crazy, though?
It's not that. It's cheaper than hiring a local nanny.
It's way cheaper. Especially,
that's why we went that route.
Yeah. My old nanny drove a Mercedes.
I know, but the average person,
Well, yeah.
That can't afford it.
That's probably cheaper than daycare, too.
Yeah. I don't know. We haven't ever gone the daycare route, so I don't know.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Okay, good. So the one thing that I was going to tell you guys was, yesterday we celebrated teachers for National Teacher Day. And it's actually National Teacher Week, Teacher Appreciation Week, all week long. And I wanted to give a shout out to the teachers at Dean's school. Yesterday, I picked him up in the middle of a huge thunderstorm with pouring down rain, windy, raining sideways. And the teachers were walking the kids out with umbrellas to the car.
That's nice.
Which I thought was really awesome because growing up, my teachers would be like,
run.
There's the door. There's your mom's car.
Sprint.
The bell has rung. Get out of my classroom and get to your mom's car or to your nearest bus.
Yeah. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get up out of here.
So I know that my son's teachers probably aren't the only ones that did that yesterday and probably need to do it again today. There's more thunderstorms and rain today. But anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to all the teachers. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. It must take a long time, though, to get all the kids to their parents if they're walking them out one by one.
Well, it does. It really, Roy, the pickup process is way different than when I was in middle school and elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
They literally would just, the bell would ring and the kids would run to their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I don't know, I can't just guess it's Dean School in Union County. I think a lot of schools do this. You snake through a line. And when it's your turn to get up, they only let eight kids out at a time. And then the next group of cars pulls up and the next group of eight go out and the next group of eight.
Doesn't that take forever?
Yes. Yes. I leave the house at 2:05. I'm not back by 2:30 and I'm 5 minutes away from school.
Oh, okay.
So it does take a long time.
Interesting.
But that's the deal. All right. Lots to do today. Anyway, shout out to all of our teachers. If you didn't hear our shout out yesterday, love you guys. You know that. So go get it today. A couple weeks left in school. It's hard to believe. This man, I think in China or in Indonesia, somewhere in Asia, loved his job so much that he named his kid after his job.
Mm.
We'll tell you the name of his child. But then I wanted to go around the room and give our kids names of our past jobs. I would have Dairy Queen.
I guess I'd have Country Cooking. Come on.
You guys can play along too. 704-570-9595. Go ahead and text us where you used to work, and that's the name of your kid. There's this guy in Indonesia who loves his job so much that he named his son after his job. Would you ever?
No.
I will say we're owned by a company called Beasley, and I think Beasley's a cool name for a pet. Like a dog could be Beasley.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But to name my son Beasley or to name my son NKS.
Let's see. I've worked for a Hallmark. I've worked for a Kirzner. Kirzner's not bad.
What the heck is that? A Kirzner?
That's who used to own Atlantis before the Marriott bought them.
Oh, okay. Like a hospitality resort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kirzner. That's not bad. Yeah, because nobody would know.
No.
You know, it's not like naming your kid Walmart.
Right. Right. My child would be Dairy Queen.
Mine's Country Cooking. Country Cooking.
Kiss.
Yeah, Kiss.
This guy named his 5-month boy Statistical Information Communication Office.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
That's the kid's name?
Yeah, his 5-month-old boy's name is Statistical Information Communication Office.
And by the way, that's his company's name? They couldn't come up with anything else?
I think he works for the government. And he told reporters that he got a job as a civil servant in the city in 2003. And he's been working in the Statistical Information Communications Office ever since. And the place has become like a second home for him. So he wanted to connect it to his son somehow.
What?
I don't know what goes on in the world.
I don't ever love my job that much. Ever. Ever. I enjoy working here. Huh. I enjoy this show. I love what I do. But, like, if I die, they're going to replace me quickly. Like, they're going to find a replacement. Like,
not only that, but, like, what happens when you get mad at this child or he does something wrong? Like, typically, when you go to yell at him.
Stats, get in here.
No, Stats. Say that whole thing in an elevated tone. That's a lot.
Oh, this is the last time these plates are left out. Statistical Information Communication Office, get in here. I think he's talking to you. No, he didn't say Scott. Give us some text messages because we're talking about the place where you worked. What would your kid's name be if it was a place where you worked?
704-570-9595.
So some of the ones that we've already gotten is Mountain Lodge.
That's not good. Bad.
That's not bad.
Carowinds.
That's a cool name.
Not terrible. Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Capone's.
Capone's. Okay.
Capone's.
That sounds like
Capone.
That sounds like a mafia name.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Rock Stars.
Hmm?
Rockstar, I guess, like the energy drink.
Okay.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse. Wow.
Mm.
What's that?
I think it is an adult club. I know there's one in Vegas, there is a burlesque show in Paris.
704 said my child's name would have been Crazy Horse, but hey, paid for nursing school 10 years ago. Now I'm a nurse. So yeah, clearly they made their money.
Someone said Honey Baked Ham.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What if your kid's name was Sam and you could call him Honey Baked Sam? Something like that.
Yeah.
Cookout. Oh. Chuck E. Cheese. That's funny.
Hmm.
Once an adult website, and I didn't think that's interesting that they used to work for an adult website.
Then now they might just be making that
right,
up.
That's
though.
What I think.
I don't know. I mean, people got to work on the back end of it, and yeah. I don't mean there's no pun intended there.
910 texted in and said, my son's name would be Hell. I mean, high school. So, yeah, if you named your child after a workplace that you used to work at, then you would be just like this guy in Indonesia who loves his job so much. Roy, your son's name or daughter's name could be 911, which is really cool.
Oh, that is true.
Like, to have a number.
Because I did 911 before country, after Country Cooking. So, yeah, it'd be Roanoke County 911. Come on.
Get in the car, honey.
Let's get in the car, sweetheart.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Just a reminder, you can go and sign up right now to win our Mother's Day contest where we are going to pamper you, moms. That's right. Just head to kiss951.com and you'll get a stay uptown at the beautiful resort that Loren's never been to.
Yeah, the Grand Bohemian.
The Grand Bohemian mm-hmm. Hotel, that's right. And we're going to hook you up with a spa treatment for mom. Also, we'll pay for dinner for the family so they will survive without you. You won't even have to worry about that. That's all happening right now, kiss951.com. Just a couple days left to win our contest.
All right, so common debunked myths that people still believe. These are the ones that even after time and time again, you tell people, no, it's not true. They still think it.
I saw you blogged about this at kiss951.com.
I did, and I thought it'd be fun to share with the room to see what you guys still believed.
Okay.
Popping your knuckles.
Arthritis.
it's actually harmless. The fact that it caused arthritis is heavily flawed. Studies show that it has nothing to do with causing arthritis. So pop away.
Okay. I like this game. You yell out the myth and what it is, and we'll tell you what we think the myth is. I like that.
Pool water.
If you pee in it, it's going to turn blue.
It ain't true.
Or red.
There's a, there, we looked at this. There was like some chemical, but even that wasn't true.
Yes, it's hard to find a chemical that can work and turn urine a different color.
Doesn't work. We're just all swimming in urine water.
Ew.
My skin feels great.
How about the brain? What's something you always heard about your brain? You only use...
Oh, the left half or the right half?
No.
No, like a percentage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say they only use 10% of your brain. That's not true.
Hmm.
Your brain's not fake.
You use a lot more of it. What about swallowing gum?
Stays in your stomach for 7 years.
Ain't true. That ain't true.
Well, your parents lied to you, Loren. You got all these.
What about shaving? Yeah, they say...
The more you shave, the more your hair will grow. Yep.
Ain't true. That's not true. Although, I always really thought that was true.
I think that's a lie, by the way, because I think, like, for women anyway, like, when we start to shave at such a young age, like, our hair is so fine and thin and, like, almost blonde, and then the older you get, the thicker it gets.
Nah.
So, I don't know. So, I don't know if that one's not really true.
I feel like the more I shave, the more white my beard gets.
Let's see. Oh, we still have time. Let's do some more.
Yeah.
How about when you sleep? What happens when you sleep?
You swallow so many bugs a year.
Ain't true. Not true. The myth that you swallow 8 spiders in a year in your sleep is just not true.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were. It was something about dreaming, like dreams coming true or something.
Mm.
Like, because dreams are weird. If you dream about, like, a tornado, it doesn't mean that, like, you're in an action-packed dream. It means, like, deep down inside, your life's a mess, and the tornado is, like, a sign of how crazy in a whirlwind life you're in.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's weird. but that is true, Roy.
Yeah. All right. That's true. How about our blood?
Blood?
Yep.
Then it's really purple.
Yeah. Our blood isn't actually blue or purple before being exposed to oxygen. It's red.
Well, then why are our veins blue?
I don't know. I ain't a doctor. Don't ask me.
He's like, I'm just reading the article.
He's like, I'm just a debunker.
Yeah, dude, I'm just telling you what what people have determined. Then there's like some other weird ones on this list, and we have the full list up at kiss95.com. Like, you don't actually need to wait 24 hours before reporting a missing person.
That's weird. What about jumping in the pool on a full stomach, like right after you ate?
You can do it.
That's on the list too?
Yeah, that's on the list. That is a myth that's been debunked. You can swim right after eating and you don't do cramp. It's all about, when it comes to swimming pools and cramping, it's about your dehydration.
Okay.
So drink water.
All right, go check out those common myths right now, kiss95.1.com.
How are you guys? I love your show. I love you and I listen to you every morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, kiss95.1.
So, friends are on a text chain together, high school friends, and there's two of my friends who are divorced, and they're both on Tinder, and they send us pictures of the Tinder dates, and they get the married guys all fired up.
Okay.
And married guys are like, hey, married group, what are you guys doing tonight? And my one friend's like, 5 soccer games, homework. You know, I'm like, I'm putting Ruby to bed after the bath. Like, well, we're going on Tinder dates, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then so one guy in the group will always be like, all right, well, send us a picture. Let's see what you got. So my one friend says my one friend who's on Tinder sends a picture of his Tinder date. And he says, you guys are going to love my Tinder date tonight. She's 38. An executive, smart, beautiful, and it's our second date. And so we were like, all right, well, send us a picture. You know, I'm sitting by the tub just hanging out, giving Ruby a bath. I'll bite. I'll see what she looks like. And I get this picture. And it's this woman, and she's somewhat attractive, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. She's an attractive woman.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And that's her Tinder profile picture. Well, one guy in the text chain says, oh, my God, it looks like, and I don't want to say anybody's name, but it looks like another guy on our text chain's mom.
Oh, is he dating someone's mom?
So we are like, oh my God, you're totally right. It does. It looks like his mom. It looks like his mom. Everybody's like, oh my God, that is so funny. And then we're like, well, we knew you always had a crush on such and such a mom. That's why you're attracted to her. And that's why you swipe right on this person on Tinder. And the one friend's not responding at all. The friend whose mom we think she looks like is not responding on this text chain. And the friend who we think that she looks like talks all the time on the text chain.
So he's calling mom. That's what he's doing.
We're like, are you mad? And then somebody's like, oh, don't be mad, dude. And he's like, oh, my God, I did have a thing. So the guy who's going on a date with her goes, oh, my God, I did always have a thing for her. Ha ha. Don't worry. I won't think about her as I kiss her tonight. And my friend finally just texts back. The guy whose mom it looks like sends back a text. And it's just three words. You're all wrong! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Like, it doesn't look like my mom.
No, of course, it's not really his mom, but he's saying...
We know it's not, but he's saying it doesn't really look like my mom.
You're all wrong, yeah. And then he's like, it doesn't look anything like my mom. So then, my one friend is so good. He goes back in time and pulls up a picture of her hanging out with all of us pre-prom, and it looks like her.
Mom, yeah.
Especially back then in 1992. You know, she's older now. But anyway, I thought that was funny that he's going on a Tinder date with someone who looks like a friend's mom. Hmm.
That story would have been so better if it was the mom.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
That would have been awesome.
But, Loren, you grew up with a mom who was young and always attractive looking. Were you annoyed when your guy friends used to say things about your mom? Like, hey, is she hanging out by the pool and whatnot?
1,000. Yeah. Like, I would hate it.
You still get that today.
I do.
Even Roy's mom, Cindy, is young and attractive.
Yeah. You know what irritates me about my mom? Love her to death, but when we go out and somebody thinks she's the younger sister, that hurts my ego so badly.
When was the last time that happened?
I mean, pre-pandemic, we were going over to the comedy club to see a show, and we were sitting at the bar up top, and the guy was like, is this your little sister? And I was like, my little sister.
How dare you? All right, coming up after 7, we have a should she, Roy?
Yes. Should Caitlin hand her finances over to a guy she dated for only 2 months?
Why would he want her finances? We gotta figure out more about this.
Yeah, we'll talk to Caitlin coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Next, don't go anywhere.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, welcome to Should She. This is Caitlin and Charlotte. Caitlin and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Caitlin.
Hey.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing well. We really want to talk to you because this DM we got from you says that your new guy wants to see your finances. What's going on?
So I have 2 kids. I'm a single mom. I've been dating this guy for about 2 months. Things are great. I really, really do like him, but he's very concerned and to be honest, a little intrusive about my finances, to the point where he's asking me if he can see like my pay stubs and my financial statements. He wants to see my 401k, my credit card bills. I've never been with someone who's been like that, so I'm not sure.
How long have you guys been dating?
2 months.
2 months.
My gosh, it's like you're trying to buy a house with this guy. He wants to see everything.
He's very intrusive, and I'm just thinking, I think maybe that stuff should be private.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like my dad. My dad wants to know all this stuff because he thinks he's good with finances, you know, and he did it, so he's going to try and share his techniques. But, I mean, is your guy, like, a financial advisor? Because that would make sense.
No, he's a contractor.
So,
I don't know. He's a great guy. He's a really great guy. I really, really like him. But I don't know. This is weird, and I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just looking out for my best interest, but it just feels weird. And he's telling me, you know, because I'm single, it's important to plan and save, which I thought I was doing just fine, but he's being really pushy about it.
This is weird. So, y'all have only been together for 2 months. Sometimes you don't even define the relationship with 2 months. This is strange. This is a weird, controlling, strange vibe.
Okay, so I agree with you, Roy, but I also think, I don't know what your age bracket is, the two of you, but I also think if you're a little bit older and you're dating somebody with kids and you see the relationship going far, then maybe you would want to make sure, and maybe he'd been burned by like somebody in the past who had a ton of debt or something like that. But like, I think that it is important to talk about finances before you get married. Mm-hmm. So maybe he just sees the relationship going a lot farther than what she's thinking at the moment. And he wants to make sure that he's not overlooking something.
Caitlin, based on what Loren just said, I'm looking at your DM right now that you hit. You DM'd us at the MRL show, and anybody can do that to get in touch with us, and we'll bring you on the radio if you need to. But he said that you're supposed to have it. You said he's supposed to have it all laid out for. I'm supposed to have it all laid out for him by this Thursday, so that he can help me. Like, is he being controlling in a way? Yeah, like, here's what I want.
But this Thursday.
Yeah, Caitlin, Thursday at 8, I'm coming over, and here's what I want to see. Is that what he's saying, or is it more like,
is he
man,
trying to
I'd
help
like to have
you?
A look at your finances. Man, let me just have a look, because I'm sure I can help you. Or is it like, I need to see this, this, and this?
It's somewhere between the two, to be honest. He is definitely a planner, and, you know, he likes to have everything very laid out, and so I'm not surprised that he is wanting to plan a specific night. You know, again, I'm a mom. I've got a lot going on. I work full time, so
yeah, you probably need a schedule.
Okay, well, we're getting a lot of text messages from people who want to help you. Give us a phone call though, 704-570-9595. Talk with Caitlin.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's a segment called Should She? We have Caitlin on in Charlotte. Should she reveal her finances to a man that she's only been dating for 2 months? Caitlin tells us that he's demanding it by this Thursday.
And she's torn on whether or not, Loren, he's doing it to give her good advice as a single mom of two kids. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you could be saving a lot more, Caitlin told us. But no one texting is thinking that.
Everyone texting
is saying what?
Don't do it. It's a red flag.
It's a major red flag. It sounded strange from the get-go, Caitlin. How you didn't laugh at him is beyond me.
Now, how can someone who wants to help a single mother of two kids be considered a red flag? I'm asking that. Like this guy's intention of telling Caitlin, I'm going to help you.
I don't necessarily think that he is in it to help her. Like I said, I think maybe if he sees the relationship going a little farther, he's almost prying to make sure that she is like not in crazy debt.
You know what helping is? Like helping you with the groceries in the house. That's helping. Don't be in my finances. That's personal. Okay. I don't go to you guys and say, hey, man, you want to sit down? Show me your finances. I think that you guys could do some work.
And by the way, show me on Thursday. I'll be over at 8. That's what he said.
I kind of think what she should do is like pump his brakes a little bit and be like, hey, I'll sit down with a financial advisor if that gives you peace of mind. But like, I'm not personally showing you
the
what I have.
Right. Caitlin, let's talk with Christian in Monroe. Christian, what do you want to say to Caitlin?
I had like a relatable like experience that happened to a friend of mine who got into, she's a single mom. She lost her husband. So she was struggling and she started dating a friend of our family who was a contractor, and he very quickly got a hold of her financial information and basically started using it for his own like contracts and making sure that his jobs were secure and put her in like severe crippling debt.
And Caitlin, what's your guy do for a living?
He's a contractor.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christian.
I wonder, though, what he would learn from looking at her finances that he couldn't, like, if he was going to take out a line of credit or something like that. He clearly already knows her address. He knows her name. Like, what more could he gain from seeing her finances?
Somebody in the text and said if he's a Dave Ramsey follower, this explains a lot.
No one on hold is saying
to do it
anything different. No. Alicia brings up a good point, Roy.
Hey, Alicia. Go ahead and talk with Caitlin.
Good morning. Is he willing to share his finances?
He said that he would share his experiences, but he didn't necessarily say that he would, like, compare with his own information. I don't know.
Well, I think we all have our own experiences with finances, but if he's not willing to put on the table, like, maybe he's in day trading, maybe he enjoys stocks and he invests his money. But if he's not willing to show you from his own proof of his own finances of how he could help you prior to you showing his, it's none of his business.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alicia.
I agree. Caitlin, what do you think? You've heard all of our listeners. What do you think?
I think it's all really good advice. I think it's helped kind of clear my head. It's hard because I'm so excited about this person, and he's really, really great, and so it was hard for me to kind of figure out if this is normal or not, but I'm thinking this is not normal. So I think, you know, my red flags were kind of on par with the situation. No. So
he's a nut job. Yeah, good decision.
Just say, listen, we'll go out on dates, but I'm not showing you my finances. That's all you have to do, Caitlin, okay?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll sit down with a financial advisor or something and let him know I'm okay, but that I don't need his direct help quite yet.
All right. Well, thanks, Caitlin. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for DMing us. If you want to do a should she, you could DM us. We'll help you out at the MRL Show on Insta.
Living life through Maney's eyes.
Here's the thing. Everybody is a 7 with the mask on, right? It's when you take the mask off that you either become a 10 or a 2. It's as simple as that.
Hear Maney weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Yes, exclusively here. The same place where you can win $10,000 with the KISS cash code. 8 a.m. this morning, your first shot at the $10,000 grand prize with the KISS cash code. Roy came in this morning early, Loren, and said he had a hard time sleeping last night.
Yeah, I did. Everyone in my house did.
You and your fiance were both up at 2 a.m. this morning?
Yeah.
Like, up, walking around.
Yeah, like, got dressed. I was like, all right, let's just go do something.
You got dressed for the day at 2 a.m.?
No, not for the day, but, you know.
Got out of his nightcap and his onesie.
You know.
I have an idea for you.
Okay.
I would like to pitch an idea to you to help you get better sleep.
Meds.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Meds.
No, that hasn't worked.
I keep begging the doctor for some. They won't give it.
Well, have you tried melatonin? Like the
I do.
Over the counter?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Does that help?
Sometimes.
So I'm thinking, and Loren's probably going to agree with me, as sad as it sounds and as disconnected as it sounds, I think you guys need to split up on weeknights.
You think?
I think you need to go sleep in your own bed.
The issue is that when he doesn't go into the bed, I'm up. I can't go to sleep. I need him in the bed to go to sleep. I force him to go to bed when I go to bed, and he just lays there underneath the covers on his phone because I don't do well without him.
The night that I let Dean sleep in the bed on my side and I go sleep in the guest room, I sleep so well. And Amanda does too.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose? Doesn't he want to sleep with you, so then you let him sleep in your spot and you go somewhere else?
I did. I go sleep in the guest room.
I know, but doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of him staying in your room?
Because doesn't he want to be with you, is what she's saying?
Dean?
Yeah.
No, he just wants to sleep in the bed next to Amanda.
Oh, he wants to be with Amanda.
Yeah, okay. So my point is, though, is that I get a great night's sleep when I sleep by myself in the bed. And I'm pitching the idea to you because you and Sterling seem to affect each other. There's not very many nights where you're up and he's asleep, right? Like, you guys affect each other's sleep.
He can sometimes sleep through my sleepless nights. But whatever happened last night, I don't know who was the instigator in waking. I don't know if he woke me up or if I woke him up. I can't remember because, you know, we were half asleep. But we were both awake. we both were.
Okay. It's just an idea. Maybe.
Yeah.
I know you feel disconnected and it sucks to do that.
Why don't you try it?
Right. I won't be able to sleep with that. I force him. I can't sleep without
you
him.
You say that, but you're not sleeping with him.
Okay, so I agree.
I'm not sleeping at all.
No.
So what if he lays down with you like a child, waits for you to fall asleep, and then he goes to the spare bedroom? Because that's what I do with Cash.
I'm like a little baby.
It's okay, Cash. Close your eyes. Mommy already read you a bedtime story.
Come on, fiance. Read me a bedtime story.
Go to sleep, Roy. Everything's okay. Meanwhile, one step out the door, Roy wakes up immediately. Yeah. Where are you going? 704 says, Roy, try valerian root.
Okay.
Drink, what's it? Chamomile tea and warm milk. Put some lavender essential oils in it.
I thought about doing the tea thing.
Another person says, Roy, download some of the sleep app. Those have helped me a ton. They have sleep sounds, meditation, you name it.
That we did do that, and that did help for a little bit, but then that bothered my fiance. So, and then he could sleep.
Okay, well, have you ever tried a diffuser, like a lavender diffuser or something?
I might do that. Okay. I think I'm going to get back on a melatonin. My problem with melatonin is that I use it for like a month, and then it just like doesn't work.
Yeah.
I like build a tolerance to it.
704 texted us, says, me and my fiance sleep in separate beds because we need different firmness of the bed. He has back issues with a soft bed, and I can't sleep on a firm bed. By the way, we sleep great separate.
Yeah. But then we'd really have to schedule
moving furniture. Okay,
well, the life doesn't revolve around, well, you don't have kids yet, so it should revolve around that. Okay.
That's all we do, man.
Stay in the bed.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Sandy, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Awesome.
All right, Sandy, throw Loren out so we can try and throw you free cheer wine for a year.
Get out, Loren.
I'm going.
All right, headphones down and masking up, and she is struggling with her mask, and she's gone.
All right, here we go, Sandy, playing for everyone in Indian Trail. Be prepared to try and get five correct. Bill and Melinda Gates are calling it quits after 27 years and three children. The couple's got an estimated net worth of $130 billion. Where'd Bill Gates make a bulk of his money?
Microsoft?
Question two. Khloe Kardashian and her baby daddy are going through yet another cheating scandal. We want to know who her baby daddy is.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Khloe Kardashian and her baby daddy are going through yet another cheating scandal. Who is her baby daddy?
Tristan Thompson.
Chrissy Teigen is now friends with Prince Harry's wife, and they're making plans to hang out. Who is Prince Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
And the BBC aired a Britney Spears doc, and she finally spoke out about it, saying she finds them hypocritical. Finish the Britney lyric here. You ready? Oops, I
did it again.
And question five, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is the official sequel title, and it premieres on July 2022. What cinematic universe is Black Panther in?
Marvel.
Come on in, Loren. I would have definitely put a Star Wars question in for May the 4th be with you. Mm. Nicole chose not to go that way today, but I think Sandy did well.
Sandy did do well. She got them all correct, Loren, so we're not going to tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end. Good luck. I hope you lose.
Thanks.
All right. Yep. In honor of May 4th, may the 4th be with you, Loren. Question number one, who is Chewbacca's brother in the first Star Wars movie?
Is that a real question?
And she got it right.
Then we shouldn't even play Can't Be Loren. I can't get that one.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Here we go. At least give us a chewy growl. Bill and Melinda Gates are calling it quits after 27 years and three children. The couple has an estimated net worth of $130 billion. Where did Bill Gates make a bulk of his money?
Microsoft.
Khloe Kardashian and her baby daddy are going through yet another cheating scandal. Who is her baby daddy?
Tristan Thompson.
Chrissy Teigen's now friends with Prince Harry's wife, and they're making plans to hang together. Who is she? Who's Prince Harry's wife?
Meghan Markle.
Question four. The BBC aired a Britney doc, and she finally spoke out about it, saying she finds them hypocritical. Mm-hmm. Finish the Britney lyric. Oops, I
did it again.
That's interesting. She hit it on a different tone.
Yeah. Okay. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is the official sequel title, and it premieres July 2022. What cinematic universe is Black Panther in? Three.
I think it's Marvel. Two. I think. Ooh, I don't know if that's
Loren.
Right.
That is correct. You got them all correct. 19, a tie. Barely a tie.
Sandy.
Good job.
All right, Sandy.
All right. My name is Sandy from Indian Trail, and I can't beat Loren, but I can tie her.
You sure can.
You also sing this properly. You ready, Sandy? Let's show Loren. Oops, I
did it again.
Do you hear that? Yes. That's on tone.
I got you. There's another part in the song.
Yeah, okay. That's not the part everybody knows.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Jessica, you're not married to Taylor, but you think he's cheating on you, and there's kids involved?
Yes, so we're like life partners, so we've kind of made the decision not to get married, but we are life partners, so yeah.
So you've been together a long time?
We've been in this partnership that we have created for about 4 years.
Oprah Stedman, I always say it.
Well, yeah, exactly. He's a wonderful man, love of my life. We have raised two kids, which they both are mine, actually from a previous marriage. So they're not his kids, but he has loved them, nurtured them, raised them, and provided for them as his own. It's really been a beautiful thing. So it's just so tough for me. So after the holidays, he went on a business trip, which he often does. I was just spending time with my daughter, and she was drawing a picture, and she drew a lovely picture of Taylor and her brother. As she's drawing, I noticed that she's drawing this woman with red hair, and they're at the park. And obviously, I don't have red hair, so this is very alarming for me. And so I asked her about the picture, and as she's going through and explaining, she says that this woman's name is Caitlin. And so I start to ask her, well, who's Caitlin? And she says that it's a person that, you know, Taylor spends time with. And she just starts to tell me a little about her. She likes her a lot, you know, the innocence of a child. But I was very uncomfortable that she's drawing a picture of a woman with red hair and she knows her name. And this woman goes with them to the park.
Maybe imaginary friend?
Ooh.
You know, I'd love to think so. But a woman's intuition, I know, it didn't feel right.
Okay.
And so I confronted Taylor when he got home, and he denied it, of course, and actually got upset with my daughter, which made me uncomfortable because he got upset with her in a way that he never has. Why would she lie? Kind of accused her of being a liar. Oof. And I just really want some answers because my spirit, I just know that my daughter would not draw her brother and Taylor and some woman with red hair named Caitlin if this woman has not been around for a significant amount of time.
Well, if you're ready, we can look into it, but you have to be sure you want to hear, you know, the answer either way.
I'm ready. It's time. You know, we've been in this partnership for 4 years. I love him very much. I have all intentions of being with him forever, but if he's bringing another woman, first of all, if he's with another woman, that's a problem. But then the audacity to have them around my kids, that's going to be an issue.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's dial him up. Remember to stay quiet until we find out what he puts on the note.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Taylor, please.
Yeah. This is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. I am calling from Flowers for You. My name is Sarah, and the reason for my call today is I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. We do these from time to time and ask people to tag their friends in our post, and then we randomly select somebody to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one you love. And
hey.
Yeah, the good news is, Taylor, is that I have your name here.
All right. Okay. Thank you. So I have to pick someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to, I can have them out today.
I would really like to give a shout out to Caitlin.
Okay, so we're going to send these to Caitlin.
Yeah.
And I have a card to go with Caitlin's roses. What would you like to put on the card?
Caitlin, I want to say thank you for coming into my life. I'm so sorry that we haven't been able to spend as much time together, but I just wanted to give you all my love, and I hope to rectify all of that. That's what I would like. That's what I would like to say. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to rectify what with who?
Yeah, Taylor, I know this is probably confusing. You're now hearing multiple different voices. That's Jessica. My name's Roy. You're on the Mandy Roy on the Rim Morning Show on a segment called War of the Roses. It's where we bust cheaters. And no. Jessica, Jessica heard you send the flowers to Kristen.
I knew it.
Caitlin, sorry.
Are you serious?
No.
You haven't been able to spend much time. This is exactly what I thought. I knew my daughter would not draw a picture of somebody with you guys at the park if it wasn't significant. And you had the nerve to yell at her, to get upset, and call her a liar. You had the nerve to speak to her in a way you have never spoken to her before. And you are with this woman.
Okay, so I mean, are you in a relationship with her? Are you romantic with her? Have you slept with her?
No, I have not slept with her. We've just been talking. She just. Really
you think I believe
me.
That?
I
you think at this point you've proven yourself to be a liar?
Obviously,
there's something serious going on that you feel comfortable enough to have a woman around my.
That is a really, really good point, Jessica. Yeah.
People don't do that unless they have decided that this is someone that is going to be around.
That's low, Taylor.
This is over.
I just want to ask you a question. Just one question, please.
Go ahead.
What?
All right. Listen,
That's not a question. Okay, Jessica, good luck, okay?
No. I understand.
Yeah, thank you. I'm done.
Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So that War of the Roses we just had between Jessica and Taylor was interesting because Jessica's daughter, see, Taylor and Jessica have been together for 4 years, and Jessica has kids with another marriage. They're not married, Jessica and Taylor. But Taylor sticks around and takes care of Jessica's kids just like a dad would.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Jessica's daughter drew Taylor, herself, and another woman at the park. And that was a huge red flag for Jessica. She's like, because my daughter just wouldn't do that. And the woman had red hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she drew red hair for the woman. And she asked her daughter, you know, who is that? And she said, that's Caitlin. And then sure enough, War of the Roses, Taylor sends the roses to Caitlin. And it got us talking in here just a little while ago off the air. And we want to bring this conversation on the air. We'd love for you to get on the phone and call in and tell us if your kids helped bust the cheater. Like, because if it wasn't for Jessica's daughter drawing that picture, Jessica still might not know that Taylor was cheating.
That's true.
And what kind of guts does Taylor have to bring another woman around these kids anyway? Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me? You're just waiting to get busted.
Mm-hmm. Some people do it, though. 704-570-9595. How'd the kid help bust the cheater? Maybe the kid's like, when's Uncle Dan coming? And you're like, whoa, who's Uncle Dan? I never heard of Uncle. There is no Uncle Dan.
And the other thing about this war, and by the way, you can go listen to this war and hundreds of other wars on the MRL show, specific War of the Roses podcast. We have a whole bunch of them up there, or the replay. Jessica said to Taylor, you got annoyed at her when she brought that up. So you yelled at my daughter for lying, and she wasn't lying.
Right.
You know? Like, would you believe Cash if Cash came to you? Would I believe Dean if Dean came to me and said, hey?
Would you?
I would question it. I would come to my wife. I'd come to Amanda as like, hey, you'll never guess what Dean just said.
That's a good way to approach it.
Right? It's kind of the only way to approach it because you can't go and accuse your wife.
Let me tell you how Loren would approach it.
Yeah, I have a much different approach.
All right.
Yeah, this is how Loren would approach it. It would be at nighttime, Dallas would come back home. He'd open up the door. the entire house would be dark. Then all of a sudden, one light would click on. And it's a lamp by Loren.
And she's sitting there?
She's sitting there being like, oh, well, look who it is. I wonder where you were or who you were with. Why don't you have a seat? And she put the seat right in front of her. Is that on point?
So accurate.
We need to have a conversation about who you associate with.
Where's this coming from? I don't understand it.
Sit down.
Do you know what your son told me?
Your son.
All right, 704-570-9595. Call us and let us know if your child helped catch the cheater. Take your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Love. The Wonder Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Love that one. Peaches by Justin Bieber. Gotta read this text we got from 803. It said, I just wanted to say thanks, y'all. When I have a rough morning with the kids, driving to drop off at school and then, you know, heading to work, listening to y'all brings my mood up so much. Y'all are fantastic, including producer Nicole. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, thank you.
We thank you for listening to us. That does mean a lot. Like, everybody who has anything nice to say about the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. First off, we say you're listening to the right show.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, we say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that does mean a lot to us.
And then I ran into listener Monique. She's a listener of the show. She works over at Publix.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her in a long time. And she said that she hasn't been listening to us.
Naughty.
But you know what? I think schedules are getting back.
Right. Yeah, I mean, people are going to start heading back to work this summer, back to the office and stuff.
Yeah.
How, speaking of the grocery store, how's Fat Ima doing?
Have you seen her again?
Fat Ima's at the food line.
Have you seen her again?
I have seen her again, yeah. I don't go to her line because I'm embarrassed to talk to her, but yeah, I've seen her many times.
All right. Hey, up next, after this quick break, we're going to play Who on the Show Would You? We did this once before. We had a lot of fun with it. For instance, including producer Nicole, the four of us, who on the show would you have give you a kidney?
I think everybody on the show would give me a kidney.
I wouldn't take any of your kidneys.
See? Now we're on to something. Don't go anywhere.
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Loren weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Offended I am. Offended that Loren won't take my kidney.
I don't think anybody in this room really takes that, like, amazing care of their body that I would take their kidney. Ugh. Maybe Nicole.
She just ate raw chicken 2 days ago and couldn't even stay here.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take my own kidney over your kidneys.
And his cousin Sal.
Yeah.
But Manny, we played a game called Who Would You?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pick?
Yeah.
On the show. And we played it a while ago, but we thought it would be fun to play again. So I'll just throw out some scenarios.
All right.
And you guys tell me who you would pick.
Okay.
Who would you pick to change your tire?
Manny.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm going to go with Loren.
She did change a tire on prom.
She knows how.
Yeah. No, it wasn't prom.
Oh, well.
I was on a date in South Beach.
I'm the right answer. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah. Do you know how to change a tire?
I would look better changing a tire because I was in a cocktail dress, by the way.
It would be tough for me to change a tire in a cocktail dress.
Who would you give a kidney to? Who would you take a kidney from? Who would you give
it to? I'd give mine to Roy.
I'd give mine to anyone.
Yeah, I'd give mine to anyone in here.
I'd give mine to anyone.
But now let's do the opposite. Like, whose would we take?
Okay.
Loren's.
Not Roy's. Buddy, I mean, your kidneys, it's your number one stop sign.
Just because just because my organs are tired,
I've been a little beaten. I would probably take Loren's too, I guess.
Yeah, Loren's seems the cleanest.
Get you to the airport on time.
Ooh, not Loren.
Roy.
Roy.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, I'd go Roy.
I'd have to vote myself. Yeah.
Protect you from an intruder.
Nicole.
Probably me. I would shoot them.
Jeez, Roy.
So don't enter my home. Yeah. You're going to get killed.
I'm going to go Roy or Loren because Loren's fearless and Roy's got guns.
I went Nicole because she would just react.
She curb stomp them.
Yeah.
She'd drag them all the way out of the house.
Out
of
here.
Drag them all the way out and curb stomp.
All right, we're playing Who Would You? Who would you let pick your wedding song?
None of y'all.
Meanie. Me. I would pick you guys a good wedding song. Because I have a vast knowledge of a big library that you guys are very, like, kind of closed off on.
That's true.
No, yours would either be Weatherman music or Calvin Harris.
It would be, like, 80s music, like St. Elmo's Fire. I get it.
But maybe I would... You don't have to take it from me, but at least I would open you guys up to another world.
You don't want me to pick
smooth it. Smooth jazz. No. I don't want to sweat during my my first dance.
EDM.
The sandstorm.
Yeah. That would be a fun first dance. Who would you pick to keep all your secrets from Vegas?
Nicole.
I am the correct answer.
You?
Yeah.
Lauren, I love you, but you don't keep a secret.
Manny is like the post Gazette. He'll tell everybody.
I used my Siri while I was there to tell me, to remind me to tell people what happened in Vegas.
You love spreading gossip.
I do. Uh-huh. By the way, let's go back to Lauren's first dance at her wedding.
Oh, here she comes.
All right, everybody, welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Strager to the dance floor.
Hey, do you think this is going to be a slow dance? I don't know.
Are they going to change the music?
Oh my gosh, why is she's pulling out glow sticks?
I'm Allison, you dance into this.
Did they make it rain in here? They're dancing in the rain.
Probably rain coming out. Walking around each other.
That's right.
That's
all right,
us.
Any others on the Who Would You game here on the show?
Who would you trust to perform CPR?
Roy.
Yeah. I've been to the hospital so many times, I've learned a thing or two.
Yeah, but you were also a police cadet.
Yeah, I've actually done CPR before, so.
And then finally, who would you let buy you underwear?
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Buy a me underwear?
Yeah.
Nicole would know what comfortable underwear I would like. We probably wear something similar, a similar cut.
I don't think you and I wear the same underwear.
It's hard to believe that you wear a real femme, like,
if Nicole brought you a pair of underwear, would you wear it?
Not her. Like, I think we wear, like, boxer briefs. That's what I think.
I have them, but I just don't... Like, my pants are too tight, bro. It's not comfy.
Do you wear women's underwear?
Yeah.
That's so shocking to me.
It's shocking to everybody.
Yeah, I think I'd let Manny choose my underwear.
But he doesn't change his for 2 weeks.
I know, but I can't trust that you guys would know.
It's not 2 weeks. That's disgusting to somebody who's just tuning in.
But
it's true.
It is not true.
You have waited 2 weeks to change your underwear.
Well, that was because there was a certain type of underwear that claimed you could do that. That was for a radio stunt.
And that you own and that you wear.
I still do, yeah.
Okay. So 2 weeks. But I would choose Manny because he would know, like, how much room needs to be there.
Yeah.
You ladies have no concept of the feeling.
Yeah, you wouldn't want me to do it.
Good point. Okay. No. All right. Thank you, Lauren. That's fun. We'll come up with more to play. I like this. Up next, though, we got to talk about Ryan, who sent us a DM. He needs to know, how can you make $100 quickly?
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mamie, Roy, and Loren.
We love when you DM us and you bring your drama to us. Because, quite honestly, we can't deal with our own drama every single day. But we will help you if we can. We got a DM from Ryan who DM'd us at the MRL Show on Insta. You should be following us. We'll hit you back. Ryan says, hey guys, I love you. I just moved here from Arizona and I need help. I need to make $100 to pay someone for a bet I lost. Well, my new job doesn't start paying until next week. How can I make $100 without being employed? So what can he do to make $100?
Quickly.
Lawn work? I don't know.
Then he's got to buy a mower. Like, let's assume he doesn't have that. You know?
Well, you can, one, go donate plasma. I think that will get you about 80.
That's a really good.
Yeah.
Good recommendation.
That's a good start. They'll get you 80. And depending on how quickly you need it, you can come back for, I think, like 40 or 50 or something like that.
So that would get you to the 100 you needed.
Yeah.
Like, can you come back the next day?
No. But I don't know how quickly he needs it, but he'd at least get 80 quickly.
He said quickly. Producer Nicole, this sounds like something you would have a pulse on. Do you have any idea how we can make $100 quickly without being employed?
Maybe like Facebook Marketplace, get rid of some stuff. Plato's Closet. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad.
Plato's Closet is good. Trying to think. By the way, 704-570-9595. You can help us out here so you don't just hear us struggle for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Trying to help Ryan,
I mean,
who just moved here. How can he get $100 quickly without being employed? So don't say go get a job, because he needs the money like today, it sounds like, to pay a bet. And his new job doesn't start paying until next week.
How long until you are approved on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you could quickly join some pyramid scheme and sell to a friend.
Yeah, but you still need money to join the pyramid scheme.
Right. And like, even if you wanted to go and be like a handyman, what are you going to do? Go door to door? If you work for a company, they're going to make you take a drug test. They're going to make you fill out your paperwork. And by the time all that comes back, his new job will be here.
What about the Nextdoor app?
I guess, yeah. Hey, Ryan, if you're new here, I know you're from Arizona. Whatever part of town you live in, there is something called the Nextdoor app. Or like Facebook, you could go on and just say, hey, I live in Charlotte. If anyone needs any work done, I could come do it.
Right.
You can find focus groups and studies. They'll typically pay you $20-$30 for your opinion. if you can find them.
Really?
Yeah.
How about someone said, make another bet?
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. DoorDash, Uber Eats. So you guys that are texting DoorDash and Uber Eats, how long does it take to get hired, though?
To get approved.
And to get paid.
Like, will they give you a quick cash bonus? I think the quickest, though, is Plasma, because you get paid the same day.
Instacart, you can do orders on Apple or Google Pay. They pay within a day.
Oh, okay. I don't know how much it is to donate... How do I say this on the radio?
Oh, your baby batter?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Baby batter.
I don't know how much and/or how quickly. So I know that you can get plasma money pretty quick, but maybe they'll cut you a quick, you know, $50 check if you donate your baby batter.
Ryan just DM'd us again. Ryan just DM'd us again and said, "Thank you guys, I'm listening. LOL. I have to pay the guy today around lunch." Oh, Ryan, you're making it impossible.
$100 today by lunch.
I mean, what's are you going to get your kneecaps broken at lunch?
I don't know what he's up to.
Can he not get an extension or borrow money from someone?
I'm about to tell him just to come to my house and clean out my gutters. I got a ladder. I'll pay him at least.
Yeah, but dude, if he gets hurt, it's on you. Like,
oh,
he's
see,
not
that's
insured.
Why I said lawn stuff, because I got to clean out my flower beds, and I really don't want to do it myself.
Yeah. You know how you want to get money same day? Just come to us. We have things we need done.
I can't believe you guys never heard the term baby batter before.
No, I have not. And
someone
that
else
me
texted.
Giggle.
Baby batter's pretty good.
Someone said I'll donate 20 if others want to help. You guys don't even know what it... I mean, like... I love that. I love that you're all willing to help.
What's he need the money for? Dogecoin?
No. He's got to pay off a bet.
Oh, he's got to pay off a bet. Okay.
Yeah. He's got to pay off a sports bet. He just DM'd us again. So... Someone said 704 said I'll give him $100 to slap my neighbor.
There you go. Go do that.
How about washing a car? Ryan, set up a car wash spot.
No, that's
set
weird.
Set up a lemonade stand.
Stop. That's what children do.
Yeah,
and
that's
like Boy
strange.
Scouts and stuff. It's
Please.
Weird. If I see a grown man with a water hose in the parking lot of CVS, I'm freaking out, man.
Yeah,
don't
please
do that.
Don't do that.
803 said I needed money fast and I started a GoFundMe. Just come up with a sad story.
Oh my gosh, guys.
That's fraud.
I mean, holy cow. I wish Ryan would call in. I would love to talk to him. I'll zell him, someone said.
What's the what's that gamer thing, Roy, where people donate money when you play games?
Twitch, but he doesn't pay out quick.
Oh.
So we were wondering about DoorDash and Uber Eats, like how quickly it takes you to sign up. Someone says DoorDash and Uber Eats, you can make $200+ today, and you're your own boss. You could start today if you sign up.
Oh, so they pay that quickly? Well, then they had to go do that.
But where's the background check?
Well, just get the food. Nobody cares. You know?
I guess that's right. Nobody's knocking on doors anymore. You're just leaving it at the... Loren, isn't that surprising that Uber Eats and DoorDash don't do much of a background check?
Yeah, it is.
Felon's welcome.
Yeah. All right. Ryan says, thank you, guys. Got it.
Yeah. So
he's listening. All right. Thanks, everyone.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
What is your current YouTube rabbit hole? We've done this before, and you guys are hilarious. And we on the show, we have our own rabbit holes that we go down. Loren loves, like, you love the rabbit hole of not fashion or design or anything. Like you go down the rabbit hole of, like, murders, don't you? Like,
yeah.
Finding out information on weird things that happen in towns and stuff.
I do. And then the other one that I fall down all of the time is kids, like, kids swearing, kids, you know, saying something crazy, doing something funny, reactions. Like, kids suck me in.
I'm always going down a rabbit hole. I went down a rabbit hole this morning.
And are there different rabbit holes, or are you specifically on one right now?
Oh, every day is a new rabbit hole.
Okay, what was today's?
Today was I found someone, like, you know how Facebook will say someone you may know, send a friend request or whatever? Well, someone from my high school, and I clicked his page to see what he was up to, and then he's still friends with the same friends that he was still friends with in high school. Like, he's still friends with them. And so then I went to their page, and I'm noticing that, like, everyone from my hometown is still friends together, but I'm not. Like, I was like, screw you guys. I'm out. I found that so fascinating. I'm like, really? They still talk? Really?
That's funny. What about you, Nicole? What's your current rabbit hole?
Crypto?
Yeah.
I just want to learn. Like, I'm so fascinated by it. I just want to learn about it.
You hearing them TikTok millionaires and you want to get in?
No, I haven't seen any TikToks on it. I've seen a couple people, like, watching tutorials and stuff, like NFTs and stuff. Like, just this crazy new world.
Do you know what NFT is?
No.
Yeah, me neither. But I just saw the Golden State Warriors were the first team to allow NFT. And I'm like, I couldn't take the next step to go find out about it. But, see, and the article didn't explain what NFT was.
I know. That's where I'm at, is I just want to learn.
It's like an image that has money in it or something.
And it's like, it's unique. It's like one of one.
Mine's so dumb compared to y'all, but what I found this yesterday. And I don't even know how I came across it. It showed up on my right-hand column on YouTube. Like, you know, they follow you. It's tin flipping for snakes.
Okay.
What?
Tin flipping for snakes.
What does that mean?
They go, like, for instance, there's this guy from South Carolina, and he goes, Roy, and he finds, like, old tin signs and stuff in the woods and flips them over and sees what snakes are underneath there.
Interesting.
And I was totally obsessed with it. Look, I'm showing Roy a clip right now. See, he just flipped it over, and there's a rattlesnake.
Why would he want to do that?
It's awesome because everybody's so curious about how many snakes are under the tin.
Is that where snakes like to be? Is it under tin?
Yeah,
that is.
It keeps them cool.
Some kind of niche.
And he finds, like, old wood. Look. Here's another one.
Oh!
Copperhead.
Oh, my gosh. I'm never flipping up tin ever. Oh, my gosh.
The tin flipping is an awesome one because sometimes they'll flip a tin and there won't be anything.
But that's riveting.
But it's like the... Like you're feeling, like, anxious. Like, what's he going to find when he flips it? See? Nothing there on that one.
I never knew.
Tin flipping. I know.
That tin flipping was a thing.
Hmm.
This thing's got almost 1 million views. He says another productive day of snake hunting in South Carolina. Flipping tin.
Interesting.
It's called. NFT, someone 704 said, is like a copyrighted image is only one to be traded.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that everyone's buying Dogecoin. And there's actually no value to it. They're just typing it.
Do you know the meme where the little girl's looking at the camera as the house burns?
Yes.
She did an NFT.
It made a lot of money
she
off of it.
She signed her pay. So she signed that picture, and she made a lot of money, Roy says.
Yeah, and she's from South Carolina.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Where they flipped in, too?
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
Living life through Loren's eyes.
You know, if the two of you, my husband and my kids, could all just fall in line and live in Loren's world, we would all be so much happier.
Hear Loren, weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
Don't forget your next shot at the $10,000 grand prize, and an instant hit of $500 comes at 10 a.m. this morning with Cam.
Less than an hour away, y'all.
Cameron. So we found this article from Pure Wow, a website Pure Wow. and it's actually pretty cool. It's what Bridgerton got right and wrong about dating in the 1800s. Let's see. Marriage really was the number one priority, according to Maria Sullivan, who is a dating expert. She said the show actually kind of nails it in terms of dating. As over the top as it seems, dating in the 1800s was actually all about finding a proper partner and then immediately tying the knot.
Yes, that's true.
She says there was a lot of pressure on young people to find love, adding it became more of a personal choice than a life mission. Back then, courting was all about gowns and suits, hand fans, ballroom dancing, and grand romantic gestures.
I love hand fans.
Bring me some lemonade, too, Mother. Let's see. What Bridgerton gets right, according to Sullivan, the dating expert, the show does a fantastic job of capturing the character's dire need to find a mate ASAP. It places a large emphasis on dating with the intent to marry from the moment the potential first pair meet, or the pair meets for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
I feel like I was on Bridgerton because as soon as I saw Amanda, before we even spoke, I was like, there's the future Mrs. Maney. Like, that just so, something so clicked. And I swear I wasn't like a hopeless romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if we could say that in my relationship.
Well, I mean, I knew I was very attracted to Dallas the first time I met him. Like, I met him on my 21st birthday and joked about that's what I wanted for my birthday. But I didn't think we were walking down the aisle.
Right. In fact, I think there was a moment, a few moments that my fiance was like, maybe this is the end. Maybe this is over.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you saw Dal and you said to a friend of yours, that's what I want for
my birthday.
My birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
You're so funny.
Dude, we did the whole, like, night that we met on my podcast, and Dallas was drinking when he recorded it. Didn't even remember the next day. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where can people listen to that?
On Apple Podcasts.
Is it out? Is that episode
yeah,
out?
Yeah, it's actually a couple episodes ago, so.
Okay, mommyhood to menopause.
Yes.
Okay.
And you talk about your night, your first night meeting.
The very first night that I met Dallas. Train wreck.
You were a train wreck.
I was a train wreck, yes.
And then there's something to be said if somebody sticks around after watching a train wreck happen, that's good news.
Well, yeah, they're either really interested in people watching or they're in love. I don't know.
We found this article on Pure Wow, what Bridgerton gets right and wrong about dating in the 1800s. They said the show does miss the mark a bit. As far as flaws in the show Bridgerton, the dating expert says one of the biggest is the dramatization of meet cutes. One thing in particular that she points out as far-fetched, the focus on the art of the swoon. The show emphasizes a woman's ability to gracefully stage a feint at a moment's notice so she could fall into the arms of a potential match. But the dating expert says fainting had the same connotations back then that it does today. Something seen as a little embarrassing and not so much romantic.
Yeah, medical condition.
Yeah. Like Lorenz move, when she falls in love with somebody, she drinks a lot and then pukes in the toilet.
Right.
That's what she did with that.
So romantic. That's my spin.
I kind of wondered with Bridgerton, is the group dancing, is that accurate?
I think so.
Everyone knows how to group dance on cue, which I love a good group dance. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, is that the waltz?
Is that what they're doing?
Remember when we used to be judges for Atrium Health's talent show? Everybody in the Atrium Health system, no matter if you worked at the hospital or an outlining office, you could be in the talent show, and we used to be judges for it.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys, a pharmacist at the hospital, did a waltz dance every year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He was Bridgerton before Bridgerton was.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He was good.
I'd like to see that guy again dancing to, like, Ariana's Bridgerton song.
That would be cool.
I know. Well, have us back, Atrium. We're ready to judge again.
I guess they didn't do it because of the COVID.
And I think the Bridgerton music is catching on now because where I get my nails done, they play like that kind of
classical,
but to the new songs, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a whole Bridgerton. Remember, we did name that Bridgerton.
Yep.
And now I can't find it. Story of my life.
Well,
I can never find. I have a whole library filled of nothing to find.
Well, but now, in everyone's defense, we don't have a good organization system in our library.
You mean Hollywood 3 and 4? Hollywood hoodies,
yeah,
not
dude.
Horseshoes for doggies. Like, that's in my library.
Like, what is that?
I don't know. Should we look it up? I'm afraid.
Play it. Oh, it looks like a best of bit or something.
Cornwell.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a caller. I guess somebody gave him. You know what? I don't know, Roy.
But we have everything in our library.
Yeah, so if I found the music, Lorraine, I'd like to play it for
I
you.
I know. I love the music.
Yeah, right. Something just says Betty White. Like, I wonder what that is. look at that possibly.
I'll watch. I'll just spin the mouse and we'll stop on something.
Okay. All right. This is Roy Job Prank.
This is a fun game, too.
Roy Job Prank was actually really funny. That's where you called that woman.
Oh, yeah. And you asked her to lie for you.
Roy fell asleep. Is that the song?
I'm not awake.
Yeah, I'm not awake. Is that what that is, Dan?
Let's see. Roy fell asleep. Hold on. Literally, there was a part of the show today where Roy zoned out and like almost fell asleep live on the air.
No, just
must just be
about.
Character quickies that somebody pulled.
Okay. All right. Go check out that article. The things that worked on Bridgerton and the things that didn't. Kiss95.1.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
All right, Ren, what's going on in Hollywood?
So I think this is hilarious, but Ben Affleck, he always says, oh, I'm not on that like secret dating site for celebrities, but he is. And somebody matched with him and thought that it was a fake person because, you know, there's a ton of catfishers out there. So she unmatched with Ben, and Ben ended up sending her a video on Instagram asking her why she disconnected from him.
We actually have that whole thing up right now at the MRL show on our story. You can go look at her and then see his reaction.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Gates and his wife are getting a divorce after 27 years and three kids later.
Yeah, I got breaking news on that yesterday. I have a lot of push
notifications
come to my phone, mm-hmm. and it was like page 6 from the New York Post, and like I think like the Associated Press reported on it, and I was I'm not as interested in that as I was the Jeff Bezos.
I get it, and I think it's just pop culture-y because this is like a $146 billion divorce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Bezos laughs at that. He wants to know why Bill Gates is so poor.
Yeah, well, there was no prenup involved, so.
Okay.
So I'm sure that'll be news moving forward.
And then Roy was asking, and maybe we can talk about this more tomorrow, like older couples that divorce, why not just sit it out at that point?
That was my question.
Oh, that was your question?
I don't understand. Yeah. You spent 27 years together. You have three kids. Like, what either kept you together that long? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. are the kids all out of the house now and you're like, you just put on a brave face for the kids? Or after 27 years... I mean, maybe you're living parallel lives, like next to each other.
Right. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so interested in that.
Okay.
Anyway, the 2021 Met Gala is going to happen, and one of the co-hosts is actually going to be Billie Eilish. So I think that's pretty cool. And Chrissy Teigen, she's got a new bestie, or maybe a bestie on the horizon. But Meghan Markle and her are supposed to hang out. Chrissy says that she wants to hang out in Archie's Chicken Inn.
Okay.
the Cluckin' Hut is what it's called. God.
They're so funny.
All of a sudden,
the royals are becoming American celebrities.
I know.
You know?
I know. And then finally, Britney Spears addressed the latest documentaries on her life. And it was a pretty lengthy post. So if you want to see it, you can head to kiss95.1.com and read it there.
All right.
Well, thank you.
We got to do our videos for Euro Pair. You want to record ours now live, Roy and I?
Or you want to do it off the air?
We can do it off the air.
Okay. You have a script for us?
No, it's got to be short, dude.
Do we ever have a script, and do we ever follow a script when it's provided?
I want to know. I was ready to push back and be like, you can't script me.
Yeah.
Here, you ready? Take video of this.
Okay. She's filming.
Natalia, thank you so much for taking the time to respond to our dear friend Loren's request for an au pair. You will love it here in the States of United, and you're going to love living at the Chateau.
Mm-hmm. And remember, it's Carolina North.
Right.
Not
Carolina Day North.
Carolina Day North.
Right.
Okay. All right.
What? You didn't take film in that?
No. I need all three of you together.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll do it off the air. We do have your chance to win $10,000, though, with that $500 bonus.
But I want to watch Nicole do hers individually.
Stop. You guys are all doing it together. I'm trying to make the video short.
Kiss Cash Code coming up in about less than 20. Don't go anywhere.
See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.